Welcome to the 430th or so episode of Where the Heavenly Bodies Are. I am Claudette, newly finished my 60th year on this planet Earth, and I am the creator of Sky Astrology and Sky Astronomy. Today is November 25th, just finished a 0 degree in the constellation space between Aries and Cetus. We call it Sagittarius. I would like to talk about the energies of this upcoming entanglement known by astronomers also as SEM, Sun, Earth, Moon. The Earth is in the middle of this entanglement between our Sun and the Moon. And because Sky Astronomy is looking at the energetics and the organic energies of the heavenly bodies and the positions of the stars, where they are, we are going to lead this sharing with those very energies. I would like to also draw our attention to the fact that we are in the middle of a cycle that began with our Sun shining in the constellation of Libra, which is air. And when the Sun and the Moon are going to be in 180 degree opposition of each other, our Sun will be in the milkiest part of the sky, entering that part and aligning with first the stars of Scorpio and a focus. So actually conjunction of the stars of the constellation of Scorpio that are actually on the ecliptic path, but above it are the stars also of a focus. And in Sky Astronomy, we always say there are no borders in our sky. Therefore, may I invite you to see this full illumination of the moon as a galactic one. As a galactic one, let us empower ourselves with the actual astronomical energies of this full moon. And also, most importantly, may we honor the energies of the Sun, which is in the galactic plane. Now, the moon is also moving across a very potent part of the sky, and that is the Pleiades cluster. And all cultures from around the world have stories associated with this part of the sky. And therefore, we know that it has a very strong impact on our Earth below. And since we're talking about the SEM moment, the Sun, Earth, Moon moment, may I draw our attention as well to the fact that we have, at the time of the full moon, two heavenly bodies amongst constellations that are associated with the Earth element. And this is unique because currently, today, we do not have that. We only have currently Venus as a heavenly body and the calculation of the South Node amongst the constellation of Virgo, which is an Earth-related constellation space. Therefore, I see this as a way to be conscious of what the distribution elements is leading up to the full opposition and at the full opposition. So, of course, we have at this full opposition the measuring moon joining Venus and the South Node in an Earth constellation. And that is very helpful for us to be invited to ground in the information, the light that we have been receiving that led up to this full illumination. Of course, you'd be living under a rock if you didn't know what's been happening on the world stage. But what one thing that really touched me in a big way was the quote that Palestine is freeing us. And I took that to heart because there have been injustices for centuries towards our children. This is nothing new. But what is new is that we have been through a period in time from 2020 where we had a little bit of a nudge of awakening, and that we had a connection online together as we all were at home, and we learned how to research and to collect information, and more importantly, to share information amongst us. And now, when things happen globally, a part of ourselves goes back to that time in 2020 when we could use our voices more freely as now, as at that time there wasn't as much censorship as there is now. Nonetheless, I see people getting creative and grounding in their ideas, their passions, and giving physical, tangible, earthy solutions for how they feel. And this is extremely important because it allows us to ground in our deepest feelings, our waters, our ideas, and our love for this thing we call life. And this thing we call life should be fruitful and available to every single one of us. And therefore, when we look at this full illumination of the sun in the milkiest way, receiving the milk of the Milky Way and the potent stars in this part of the sky, in addition to Mercury also being in this part of the sky amongst the stars of Ophiuchus, and we will have Mars at a 0 degree of Scorpio at the time of this opposition. Now, I am conscious of the Western ideas about Scorpio and Mars and war and all of the rhetoric. Nonetheless, I, in this case, choose to align myself with both options, with a awakening of a new way to move through these challenging times. And I feel this way is led by Venus and by Mercury. Because Venus is not only in the constellation of Virgo, she is accompanied by the South Node, aligned with the star Spica, one of the luckiest stars in Virgo, and also aligned with the star Arcturus. And this South Node has information to bring forth about past actions that we are being asked not to repeat, as in all of the understandings of the South and the North Node. And so where is the North Node? Well, my friends, the North Node is currently aligned with Eris, vibrating at a 5, which is my understanding to signify the frequency of children of creation, of the fifth experience, of the sun, of Leo, but also vibrating at a 5, but not at the same degree, is Chiron in the constellation of Sky Astronomy's Piscetus, in this sacred, divine, spiritual home. And when we receive the invitation of Venus to bring balance to the ideas that are not always ours, to the physical essence of ourselves, we can balance the two, because there are two sides to every story. There are two ways to see things, and we have a choice, especially as we are moving at this time of the opposition in the shadow period of Mercury coming closer to Earth with the information and supporting us with our voices in and amongst the stars of the Milky Way of Fucus and Sagittarius. And therefore, I invite you to look back since the no moon and new moon moment as we prepare to close up this cycle, this galactic cycle. I invite you to give all that you have. And as I am being optimistic, but also very practical and actually taking action using my voice. Here you see the voice activation. Creating new ways. I have a new sky because you are not a number. Are you curious? Do feel free to contact me if you are. I invite you to take action to create things for yourself, tools for yourself, to bring balance to the vast amount of ideas, ideologies, that are omnipresent at the moment, and to you, your heart, your soul, your nature, your essence, your earth being, as we earthlings are in between the entanglement of the sun in the Milky Way, amongst the stars of Scorpio and Ophiuchus in the alchemizing space of space, and the measuring moon integrating its transit over the powerful seven sisters, the Pleiades stars cluster. Thank you for listening. May the balance and this opportunity to tune in to where the measuring moon is amongst the stars of Earth, base Taurus, inspire you as it did 7 years ago when I sat on the Red Sea and watched the fullness of the moon show itself as the stars of Gemini were still not visible in the sky, as everyone was saying that the full moon was in Gemini. It was at this moment I thought, they're hiding God. If they would feel it's more important to say where this phenomenal movement of the moon and the stars are not, instead of acknowledging the majestic, amazing movement and placement where the measuring moon and the sun and all the heavenly bodies are. And so, as always, look at the sky. And if you'd like to buy me a coffee, please feel free to use the link in the description of my PayPal. And if you are curious about what this new sky astronomical sky looks like, just contact me at aka Cloudette on Instagram, and I'll be happy to share. If you enjoyed this episode, why not subscribe to our audio visual calendar where you receive 5 private podcasts every month, a month at a glance calendar, and notifications to your phone every time a heavenly body approaches 0 degrees. Also, as a bonus, I will include a recording of the 2023 November to May 2024 forecasts of where the heavenly bodies are and how sky astronomy sees these energies. The rest of the year, you are invited to have a call with me where we look at where these positions of 2024 and 2025 might be affecting your sky. Thank you for listening again. Till next time.